to Barbara, who's calling us from Sun City, Arizona. Hi, ma'am. Is it nice and warm down there?
Yes, it is.
Well, we're having... Oh, my goodness. Would you send us a little bit of sunshine? We're having a weird we're having a weird summer here in Seattle. It's cloudy, cloudy, cloudy. Send us some sunshine, Barbara. We'd appreciate it.
Well, I'd be happy to.
All right. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Well, I've listened to your show. In fact, I started my bioidenticals at your clinic years ago.
All right.
And I'd like to try the lithium that you've been talking about. But I also subscribe to another health newsletter, which is called Bottom Line Health.
Sure. Bottom Line Health. I've seen them.
Yeah. And they were talking about the lithium also. And it says here by Dr. James Greenbat, thyroid disorders and kidney disease can be caused by pharmaceutical lithium. If you have any health problems involving the thyroid or kidneys, talk to your doctor before taking any lithium. But I'm assuming when they say the pharmacy grade, that that's a prescription that I have to get, not the stuff that I can buy over the counter.
That's right. It's a prescription, and it's called lithium carbonate, and it's 300 total milligrams, of which 65 milligrams are the lithium. And notice that all you can get over the counter is a 5, a 10, or a 20 at the most. So
okay.
not getting anywhere close to that prescription type, which should be on prescription at that dose. And when it's dosed at that amount, it's usually 3 times a day for bipolar disease, and that gets it to 3 times 65. However, there is a safety feature that you should be made aware of, and that is even people who are taking that on prescription lithium, which you do not need for the purpose you're going to be putting it to, but even if you were, another doc from the UK, he taught us all that what helps to prevent toxicity from high-dose lithium is nothing more than fish oil and flaxseed oil. And we've actually helped two people who were referred by a psychiatrist who knew about this, but he wanted to refer because he didn't know about dosing. Anyway, referred by a psychiatrist because without their lithium, they would go into bipolar. And so we just had them take tablespoon of fish oil in the morning, tablespoon of flax oil in the evening, and it quit giving them any problems, even at a high dose. Now, you don't need that much if you're taking the low-dose stuff. Just make sure you got a little bit.
Okay. And then my other one is this new rage on the CBD that you can, like, rub on your knees if you have joint problems, or take it internally, and it's supposed to help with painful joints and stuff. That's a derivative of marijuana, but
sure.
It doesn't have the high features in it. What
right.
do you think of that?
Ma'am, two things. One, I wish that conventional science and many natural medicine doctors would read the work of Dr. William Kaufman, who found in the 1940s, I am not kidding you, over 450 people enrolled. They all had osteoarthritic joint pain. And over 95% of those people, their joint pain was completely disappeared within 3 to 4 months, took 3 to 4 weeks to start working, and then 3 to 4 months, with the use of a B vitamin that's in all the health food stores. This stuff is called niacinamide. Now, how does it work? Even that is known. When we have the osteoarthritis, and of course that hurts, those cartilage cells are deteriorating. What does the niacinamide do? It gets into the cartilage cells as well as every other cell in the body, and re-energizes them. I'm not kidding. I used a re-energized voice on purpose. It literally re-energizes those cartilage cells, and in over 95%, they get back to being healthy. I didn't say they're going to grow back all the dead ones, but at least the ones that are left, they get back to being healthy. And what do you know? I've never, ever had to refer anybody for joint replacement surgery, ma'am. I just tell them about this, even people who are told they're bone on bone, and it gets them to I don't hurt anymore. So anyway, niacinamide. And I'll say one other thing. The reason it works, again, is re-energization. And oddly enough, most of the people who have this problem, their bodies don't make enough niacinamide internal. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. Niacinamide can be made internally as well as taken from externally by about 2/3 of the population. But about 1/3 of the population doesn't do that. And they're the ones that get the osteoarthritis. Okay, let's get back to CBD. All right. Our bodies have a whole system internally, ma'am. You could look this one up. It's called ENDO, endo, which does not mean end of. That's just the first thing in Latin. ENDO, cannabinoid system. If you haven't read about the endocannabinoid system, Go online. You'll read a lot of material about it. The endocannabinoid system is a system we are all, underline, born with. So it can't be all that bad for the CBD to be in our bodies because our bodies have a built-in set of receptors for CBD. No kidding, ma'am. And this nonsense of keeping it illegal for all those years when our bodies are built to have it in us was so, so stupid. And there's another reason for that, but we don't have time for why it happened, the illegalization. So anyway, there's this endocannabinoid system and CBD. Don't use it for joint pain because the cause of that is the lack of niacinamide, but use it for anything else you want, ma'am. And if it doesn't have the THC in it, as you said, you won't get high, and it does help a lot of things. Now, what I've been reading lately, ma'am, put this into your search engine, everybody. Put in CBD. Next word, okay. Cancer. Next word, cancer.
Okay.
Next word, Dennis. Next two words, Dennis Hill, which is the name of a guy who's a research biochemist who cured his cancer with CBD. And yes. And he gives you a long explanation in English, thank goodness, even though he's a scientist, he puts it in English, about how does CBD kill cancer. I mean, it's just a scandal that this stuff has been illegal for so long.
I'll definitely do that. And my last thing is I did sign up the letter for saving the bioidenticals, but unfortunately at the very bottom it says prove that you're not a robot. So I type in the thing and it has all the letters, but it emphasizes, like, say, A, C, and D, really dark, but there's not capitalized. And then the other letters are light-colored. So I've done every which way. I've done them all capitals. I've done everything small, half capitals, half lowercase. And it still says wrong one, and then it gives me another one.
Okay, ma'am. I'll be all over their case politely on Monday, so you wait till Tuesday or Wednesday and do it again, would you?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, and thank you for alerting me to that.
Keep on what you're doing.
Oh, well, I'm from Seattle, ma'am. I can only be a good person. I can't be a good man. You know that.
Well, down here you can be a man.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll move to Arizona for that reason.
Well, it's a pay raise if you move down here, I'll tell you that.
Okay. Well, send us some sunshine, ma'am, and thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.